On Tuesday, it became official. Gatehouse closed its $1.1 billion takeover of Gannett, becoming the country's largest newspaper company by far as the industry tries to deal with print's decline. The new company, which will keep the Gannett name, will oversee 260 daily papers, including the Democrat and Chronicle, the Rochester Business Journal, and the Canandaigua Daily Messenger. The News Guild, the union representing journalists at many of the company's newspapers, calls the deal bad for journalists, bad for readers, and bad for the future of local journalism. News Guild CWA President Bernie Lunzer said local papers will likely vanish, jobs will be slashed, and reporting will suffer. Joel Kaplan is a professor of magazine, news, and digital journalism at the Newhouse School of Communications at Syracuse University. I talked to him about potential layoffs. Michael Reed is one of the new CEOs of this newly formed company. And he told the New York Times that a significant portion of the cost reductions are going to come from things other than people. Is that believable, given the reductions we've seen in Gannett newsrooms, both locally and around the country and in other media outlets, including Gatehouse in recent years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's believable at all, because what exactly does he mean by that? I think to some degree is that they're going to have like what Gannett has done, with instead of having like a copy desk at every newspaper, you have a copy desk centrally or one place of the state. So you combine a lot of tasks that were done individually at newspapers and you make it more as a group. But by definition, that means you're going to be reducing the number of people, because you'll need fewer people doing the same job.
And I think what a lot of people locally are talking about is, what effect will this have on publications like the Democrat and Chronicle, which we've seen shrink in size, the newspaper and the staff, despite the valiant efforts of all the journalists there to do what they do?
So, yeah, including many of my former students who now work there as well. Here's the thing. I mean, the Democrat and Chronicle used to be the flagship paper for Gannett. Gannett's headquarters used to actually be in Rochester. And then they, moved to Northern Virginia, and now it's just one paper of many in their chain. They don't get any special consideration. And so you have a lot of Gannett and Gatehouse papers in New York. I think the readers there have already seen the shrinkage. I think if you ask them, they would be hard-pressed to figure out how it could get any worse or any less.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the scary part. I like to say that, we always talk about income inequality in this country. We're now facing a situation of what I would call journalistic inequality. And by that, I mean you have the New York Times and the Washington Post and to some degree the Wall Street Journal doing great, financially doing great, increasing readership digitally and the paper itself, and getting all this news and having resources to do investigative pieces. And then you have all the rest, particularly the local papers. And so what I'm afraid of, especially when you don't have local ownership and when you have either big companies like Gannett/Gatehouse or venture capital firms, they get what they can out of those papers, they bleed it, and then they kind of discard it, which is a shame, because the media is the only industry really enshrined in the Constitution. And for it to go away in communities means that the democracy as we know it will no longer exist.
I want to ask you to make a prediction, Joel. In a decade, will local newspapers still exist?
So I don't think local newspapers will still exist, but local news will exist. And they will be different models. They might be hyper-local. They might be people, the suburb of Victor outside of Rochester, for example. They might have their own local online news publication. The real problem for the consumer is, are these reliable, are these credible, or do they have some hidden agenda somewhere? Some people accuse the quote-unquote mainstream media of having hidden agendas, but even if they did, they're not really hidden. They're right there on their sleeve. I do think that local newspapers in 10 years will be all online. I still have a lot of students interested in journalism. They still want to be, that first rough draft of history. They want to go and cover things. It's just a vehicle to which they get that coverage and send it out. And the ability to monetize that coverage and send it out is what's kind of under attack right now. And no one's really sure how it's going to go. But I do think it will work out, because there is value in content. And people hunger for content. If anything, they hunger more for content. They just do it while they're walking down the street, reading their phone and almost getting hit by a car.
That's Joel Kaplan, professor of magazine, news, and digital journalism at the Newhouse School of Communications at Syracuse University. Joel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.